One of the earliest of all rock and roll disc jockeys, the legendary Jumpin' George Oxford. That's our focus on this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. I'm King David McKenzie.
There was a little alley in San Francisco, back of the Southern Pacific Station at 3rd and Townsend, in red brick of drowsy, lazy afternoons with everybody at work in offices. In the air, you feel the impending rush of their commuter frenzy. As soon they'll be charging en masse from Market and Sansom buildings on foot and in buses and all well-dressed through working man Frisco of walk-up truck drivers. And even the poor, grime-bemarked 3rd Street of lost bums, even Negroes, so hopeless and long left east and meanings of responsibility and try, that now all they do is stand there spitting in the broken glass, sometimes 50 in one afternoon against one wall at 3rd and Howard. Here's all these Milbrae and San Carlos, neat necktied producers and commuters of America and steel civilization, rushing by with San Francisco Chronicles and green call bulletins, not even enough time to be disdainful. They've got to catch 130, 132, 134, 136, all the way up to 146. Till the time of evening supper in homes of the railroad earth, when high in the sky the magic stars ride above the following hotshot freight trains. It's all in California. It's all a sea. I swim out of it in afternoons of sun-hot meditation in my jeans with head on handkerchief on brakeman's lantern or, if not working, on book. I look up at blue sky of perfect lost purity and feel the warp of wood of old America beneath me. And I have insane conversations with Negroes in second-story windows above, and everything is pouring in. The switching moves of boxcars in that little alley, which is so much like the alleys of Lowell, and I hear far off in the sense of coming night that engine calling our mountains. But it was that beautiful cut of clouds I could always see above the little SP alley. Puffs floating by from Oakland, or the gate of Marin to the north, or San Jose south. The clarity of Cal to break your heart. It was the fantastic drowse and drum hum of lum mum afternoon, nothing to do. Old Frisco with end of land sadness. The people, the alley full of trucks and cars of businesses nearabouts. Nobody knew or far from cared who I was all my life, 3,500 miles from birth, all opened up and at last belonged to me in great America. And now it's night in 3rd Street. The keen little neons and also yellow bulb lights of impossible to believe flops. The dark, ruined shadows moving back of torn yellow shades like a degenerate China with no money. The cats in Annie's alley. The flop comes on, moans, rolls. The street is loaded with darkness. Blue sky above with stars hanging high over old hotel roofs and blowers of hotels mooning out dusts of interior. The grime inside the word in mouths falling out tooth by tooth. The reading rooms tick-tock big clock with creak chair and slant boards and old faces looking up over rimless spectacles bought in some West Virginia or Florida or Liverpool, England pawn shop long before I was born. And across rains, they've come to the end of the land sadness, end of the world gladness. All your San Franciscos will have to fall eventually and burn again. But I'm walking, and one night, a bum fell into the hole of the construction job where they're tearing a sewer by day. The husky Pacific and electric youths in torn jeans who work there, often I think of going up to some of them like, say, blonde ones with wild hair and torn shirts, and they say, you ought to apply for the railroad. It's much easier work. You don't stand around the street all day and you get much more pay. But this bum fell in the hole. You saw his foot stick out. British MG, also driven by some eccentric, once backed into that hole. And as I came home from a long Saturday afternoon local to Hollister out of San Jose, miles away across verdurous fields of prune and juice joy, here's this British MG backed and legs up, wheels up into a pit, and bums and cops standing right outside the coffee shop. It was the way they fenced it, but he never had the nerve to do it due to the fact that he had no money and nowhere to go, and oh, his father was dead, and oh, his mother was dead, and oh, his sister was dead, and oh, his whereabout was dead. But and then at that time also, I used to lay in my room on long Saturday afternoons listening to Jumpin' George with my fifth of Tokay, no tea, and just under the sheets laugh to hear the crazy music. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. Mama, Papa, don't you come in here, I'll kill you, etc. Getting high by myself in room glooms, and all wondrous knowing about the Negro, the essential American, out there, always finding his solace, his meaning, in the fellaheen street, and not an abstract morality. And even when he has a church, you see the pastor out front bowing to the ladies on the make. You hear his great vibrant voice on the Sunday afternoon sidewalk, full of sexual vibratos, saying, why, yes, ma'am, but the gospel do say that man was born of woman's womb. No, and so, by that time I come crawling out of my warm sack and hit the street. When I see the railroad ain't gonna call me till 5 a.m. Sunday morning, probably, for a local out of Bay Shore. In fact, always for a local out of Bay Shore. And I go to the whale bar of all the wild bars in the world, the one and only Third and Howard. And there I go in and drink with the madmen, and if I get drunk, I get. The girl who come up to me in there one night, I was there with Al Buckle, said to me, you want to play with me tonight, Jim? And I didn't think I had enough money. And I told this to Charlie Lowe, and he laughed, said, how do you know she wanted money? Always take the chance that she might be out just for love, or just out for love, you know what I mean. Don't be a sucker. She was a good-looking doll. And she said, how would you like to ool your cool with me, mon? And I stood there like a jerk. In fact, bought drink, got drink drunk that night in the 299 Club. I was hit by the proprietor, the band breaking up the fight, before I had a chance to decide to hit him back, which I didn't want to do anyway. And out on the street, I tried to rush back in, but they had locked the door and were looking at me through the forbidden glass in the door with faces like undersea. I should have played with her shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-ka-dookie.
Jack Kerouac, reciting his October in the Railroad Earth, with musical support from Steve Allen at the piano, on their 1958 album Poetry for the Beat Generation. If you were following that text closely, you'll have noticed Kerouac stating he'd listened to Jumpin' George. That would have been Jumpin' George Oxford, whose voice was familiar to jazz and blues fans in the Bay Area since the early 1950s. A Caucasian Texan by birth, Jumpin' first appeared on KWBR, an Oakland station that was one of the few in the country at the time that regularly broadcast programming targeted at ethnic communities. KWBR and a San Francisco competitor, KSAN, would both broadcast programming in the Chinese, German, Portuguese, Italian, and or Japanese languages, as well as jazz, blues, and gospel for the African-American audience in the Bay Area. Jumpin', with his Texas accent, was one of several disc jockeys who listeners assumed was black, but in reality was white. In fact, KWBR had another one of those on staff, Johnny Otis, the legendary band leader and DJ, whose parents were Greek immigrants, but Johnny himself always lived as if he were black. After a while, both Jumpin' and Johnny switched over to KSAN, and it's from that period that the recording we're about to hear had its roots. Although Jumpin' certainly had an extensive presence on the KSAN schedule, while most disc jockeys, like today, only did 3 or 4 hours of programming in a single day, at one point Jumpin' was heard on KSAN for 8 hours a day. This is not an actual broadcast from 1955. In fact, it wasn't even made until 1971. But it is a faithful recreation of what a 1955 KSAN Jumpin' George Oxford radio show, such as the one immortalized in the Jack Kerouac poem we heard a few moments back, would be like. In 1971, Ron Jacobs, the highly successful program director of Los Angeles radio station KHJ, put together a series of record albums called Cruisin'. Each album was a recreation of a top 40 radio show from a given year, utilizing some of the actual disc jockeys and hit records that were successful in that year. For example, the 1962 album featured the Weird Beard, Russ Knight. In that year, the top nighttime DJ in Dallas over KLIF. The 1963 volume included the work of B. Mitchell Reed, one of New York's hottest jocks on WMCA. 1965 was the year for Robert W. Morgan, whose morning show on Jacobs' own KHJ became an instant smash hit. The oldest volume in that series went back to the first year of rock and roll as a mass entertainment style, 1955. And one of the men who started it all, then on KSAN, Jumpin' George Oxford.
Hi, old Jumpin' George here on KSAN till 5 o'clock, trying once again to rock you and roll you to satisfy your soul, you hear?
Blow, 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 Jumpin'.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. For me.
Beat Ray Charles lays on the message to us all in the San Francisco Bay Area. Have a ball and be alive in 55 with his singing of I Got a Woman.
She's there to love me both day and night. Never grumbles or fusses. Always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. It's right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town, that's good to me. Oh, oh yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
Get ready. ready for the sensational Jumpin' George Rock and Roll Jubilee opening next Monday at the Paramount Theater, San Francisco. You'll see in person the greatest rock and roll stars of the day. Gloria Mann, Hank Ballard, and Shirley and Lee. The Robins and Laverne Baker. The Eldorados and the great Al Hibbler. I'll be emceeing three shows a day. For the first show, it's a matinee Monday, 2:30 at the Paramount Theater for 1 week. For the Jumpin' George Rock and Roll Jubilee, I'll see you there. Here's Hank now. Hank Ballard. You know, in teen jive talk, the phrase is come and go. I've been hearing cool or cool it for the past couple of years. It might catch on. Then there's groove it in the groove. Now I'm hearing super. I asked some kids over at McClymonds High School the meaning of super, superior, supreme, a guy who eats a lot of soup. They said, no, Jumpin', it's just crazy, super. Well, whatever the case, here's one that's cool, crazy, in the groove, super, and sincerely yours by the Moon Glows.
Sincerely, makes me smoke.
Jumpin', when you make the scene is made.
All the records heard on these programs, baby, on the Jumpin' George Show are available at the Melrose Record Shop at 1256 Fillmore Street, San Francisco. The specials for this week are You Upset Me, Baby by B.B. King, Hand Clappin' by Red Prysock, Zoom by the Cadillacs in 78s or 45s. Either speed, 69 cents. Dave tells me that many of you listeners still prefer the 78s to the 45s. Seems like you think you get more for your money. Well, if you plan on getting a new record player, be sure it plays 45s, baby. They are the coming thing. They've got 10-inch long plays for $2.49 and the extended play for $1.50. All speeds are available at the Melrose Record Shop, 1256 Fillmore Street in San Francisco. Even this one by The Charms, Hearts of Stone.
Hearts made of stone. We'll never break. Cause the love you have to build, they just won't take. You can ask them, please. Please, please, please break. And all of your love is that has changed. Yes, heart is strong. We'll cause pain. Although you love.
Hearts of Stone by The Charms on the Jumpin' George Show from KSAN. Now get a load of this.
Acme Home Remodels of 1105 West Grand Oakland has been serving the Bay Area for 10 years with the finest rebuilding and guaranteed appliance installation. FHA loans are available and easy terms. Acme Home Remodelers invite you to come in and discuss how a new room may be added to your home for better living and a more valuable investment. Name brand washers, heaters, and stoves can be yours with no down payment with 14 months to pay. At no obligation to you, a friendly representative will visit your home and show you the latest 1955 fashions in tile, floor covers, and wallpaper. You must be satisfied. Call now for immediate action. Highgate 4-1213. Highgate 4-1213. For dedicated, sincere service, contact Acme Home Remodelers, 1105 West Grand Oakland. Phone Highgate 4-1213 now.
Well, that's the word on the Jumpin' George Show, and here's the sound of Blues by Little Walter, My Babe.
My baby, don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand no that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh, yes, I know she'd love me.
She do so please me, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby, don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. When she's hot, there ain't no cooling, my baby. True little baby.
From my babe to you, baby. Jumpin' George Public Service Time, bringing you the secret of how Ray Charles sings so good. If you caught the beginning of our show, you heard Ray belt out, I got a woman.
I got a woman.
Right. The secret lies in the way Ray sings. Oh, yeah. He repeats it 7 different ways. So, you master these, and you too can sing them like Mr. Charles. Listen. Oh, yeah. 7 times.
Oh, yeah.
2.
Oh, yeah.
This one is going to change the course of history.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean? 4.
Oh, yeah.
5.
Oh, yeah.
6.
Oh, yeah.
7.
Oh, yeah.
While you're practicing these, give an ear to Earth Angel by the Penguins. Angel by the Penguins. And be sure and catch Louis Satchmo Armstrong in person on the John Hardy Show tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. This is Jumpin' George, reminding you you're listening to KSAN San Francisco.
Jumpin', bring it on home, Daddy.
This is old Jumpin' George saying you can call it rhythm and blues or rock and roll, but here is one that's a hit under any name. Chuck Berry's Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing I run my V8 for. A Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper.
can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Maybelline, Chuck Berry, and what magic that man does with lyrics. You know, when we were playing the Hank Ballard number early in the show, I recall how he used to play his 60-Minute Man on the jukebox at the Jumpin' George Barbecue Pit at 7th and Campbell in Oakland back in 53. You remember this jingle?
We're gonna ramble, we're gonna ramble, we're gonna ramble on down to 7th and Campbell, and we're inviting you to have some Jumpin' George Barbecue.
You know, man, that swinging corner got too swinging for me. Had to put it to rest and get some rest myself. But for all you folks who used to come by for my Saturday night rib feast and remote broadcast, man, we had a ball those days. I give you, only you, by the platters.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
That could be the biggest thing the Platters ever do. Oh, here's a letter. It says, Dear Jumpin' George, thanks again for the pack of recordings you sent me a couple of years ago, remember? Well, not exactly, Joe. He says, how about a repeat? They quit fighting here in Korea a long time ago. Yeah, that's a couple of years ago. Joe says, but I'm still here, so please play something by Fats Domino that expresses my feelings. Ain't that a shame? For Kathy DeLong from me, she's still my sweet baby, I think. Sincerely, Tech Sergeant Joe Simons, Army Engineers. Okay, Joe, wherever you are, for Kathy from you, and I'll include this one in my next packet to you. Fats Domino, and Ain't That a Shame?
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. You said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry.
Jumpin' George here, reminding you that more than 34 years ago, 30th and San Pablo Furniture Warehouse originated their different and more economical way of operating, in which direct factory buying for cash, low overhead, and big volume cut costs to you as much as one half, and you name the terms. Whether you want to pay $5 a month, $10 a month, or $15 a month, you're the boss. Today, see the beautiful living room and bedroom outfits for just $99. The living room includes a handsome bed divan, matching club chairs, coffee table, two end tables, and two modern lamps. The modern Hollywood bedroom includes the bed with complete box springs and inner spring mattress, Mr. and Mrs. dresser tables, and large mirror and two lovely lamps. The entire room outfit, just $99, and you name the terms. Mention old Jumpin' and you get either of these brand new room outfits for just $79. They're open every day, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 9, 12 noon to 5 on Sunday. In Oakland, just where the name says. The name? 30th and San Pablo Furniture Warehouse, the one and only location, 30th and San Pablo in Oakland.
Say it again, Jumpin'.
30th and San Pablo in Oakland. Here's one for you great students at Roosevelt Junior High School in Richmond. I'll be seeing you next month. And for many of our friends in San Quentin across the bay, the Nutmegs are going to sing it, Story Untold.
While here in my heart, there's a story untold of a girl who left me standing, standing in the cold, and since she's been away.
And I pray.
story untold by the Nutmegs. Rogers, the East Bay's most popular mint store, announces another first. It's a new, different, unusual jacket called the Shorty Topper. They give you the craziest, sharpest, sportiest appearance you've ever seen. Just enough shoulder padding to make you look solid and ready. In tweeds, plaids, check, splash, and nubby effects. 100% all wool. The price, $29.50. No money down, 3 or 6 months to pay. It's the Shorty Topper at Rogers, a man shop at 1209 Broadway in Oakland. Hey, you can see old Jumpin' modeling the Shorty Topper in this week's Oakland Tribune. I'm facing the women's lingerie advertisement. It's something new in lingerie on that page. It's called Can-Can. If you wear it, you will, you will.
Jumpin'. You make me want to jump and shout, baby.
Bo Diddley put so much of himself into this one, he just had to call it nothing less than Bo Diddley.
Don't listen to my baby diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better take the ring from me. Old Dilly called her Nanny Go to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Old Dilly called her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat.
Bo Diddley. You know, the most beautiful experience old Jumpin' has had in terms of transportation in many years has happened to me right now. Just bought a new 1955 Dodge from Columbus Motors, San Francisco. I got top price from a trade-in and convenient terms. So Columbus Motors is the place to buy. And the new Dodge, to get in behind that wheel is to let the good times roll mile after mile after mile with a motor designed not only for power but economy, upholstery and swinging new colors and fabrics. The all-new power brakes and power steering make driving a joy you never knew before. And say, if you happen to notice my arrival, you'll see for yourself the crazy three-tone finish on my Dodge. Cream, black, and salmon pink. I'll be driving it the 17th of this month to an assembly at Redwood City High School, the 22nd to judge a talent show at Reardon High School, San Francisco, and the 29th, I'll be speaking on rhythm and blues and rock and roll and American phenomenon. Phenomeny. At the Vallejo Junior College. You know, appearing at an educational institution is quite an order for me. I'll have you know, I have an A.B. degree. I mastered the first two letters of the alphabet. Last Christmas Day, we lost a great artist and a swell guy, Johnny Ace. Here is his recording, destined to be one of his greatest hits, and one you'll be hearing for many years to come. Pledging My Love.
Forever, my darling. Forever burn. you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you.
Up and Rockin' Lucky is next with a lot of down-home blues sounds and talking that talk, man. From KSA in San Francisco, this is old Jumpin' George thanking you for listening and saying, you know I love everybody, especially you, baby. Bye.
Jumpin' George Oxford, as he would have sounded over KSAN in San Francisco in 1955, when Jack Kerouac was listening. That concludes this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. This program was an independent production by Doll Shoe Radio Creations, copyright 2006. Produced in the studios of WLSU La Crosse, an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio on the La Crosse campus of the University of Wisconsin. I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. I hope that you will join us again at the same time next week. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space.